And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, December 15th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much. And it's going to be a good program today. We have Greg Hunter joining us here in just a few minutes. So I think what I'll do is get right to the market report.
All right.
So we can get started. So gold today had a great day. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of pressure on the dollar, so there was no doubt that gold was going to go higher, up $27 today at $1,855. Silver was up 64 pennies at $24.57. Platinum was up $29 at $1,041. Palladium was up 20 at 2,356. The USDX today was down 0.25 at 90.45. Crude oil was up 0.64 at 47.63. Butch, I think if we break 90 on the dollar, and they're going to fight for it here at this 90 level, but if it breaks 90, then I think we're going to have gold back up probably a little bit closer to the 2,000 mark.
And it's not that far to go,
but I mean, when they play with the currencies and so forth, it'll be a big jump, because we're not sure what comes after that once it breaks 90. So the paper markets today, you have the Dow up 338 points at 30,200. Wow. The NASDAQ is up 155 at 12,595. The S&P is up 47 at 3,694. 10-year yield is 0.92%. And let's see. Hong Kong, Asian markets, Germany was up over 1%. No biggie there. Everything else was in negative territory for last night's trading. And I'm going to call it quits right here, because Todd just told us, our producer, that we have Greg Hunter joining us right now. So I want to get to Greg Hunter from the USAWatchdog.com. Good afternoon, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor?
Really good.
Melody?
Hello, Greg.
Good to see you.
How you doing?
We're good to hear you. Good to be on with
you.
Are you all bumming out there? Are they? Are they trying to push the fake king? Are you bumming out? I don't know how they're going to recover from this. I just want to talk to you a little bit. Can I talk just a little bit?
Absolutely.
I have been really struggling with making sure I don't mislead people. That's my one reoccurring prayer all the time. I always pray that I don't mislead people. Okay, I give it to them straight. Good or bad, hot or cold, right or left, I give it to them straight. We had a massive fraud in this election. Who are we kidding here? I mean, the mainstream media is gaslighting the country. We just remember the Newsweek magazine. I tried to go out and get this. Man, they took this off the shelf so fast. Madam President, with Hillary Clinton's picture on it. Somebody had bought one and sent it to me. Wow, unbelievable.
Wow.
So
wow.
In the grocery store last night, when I saw Time Magazine and Joe Biden, the 46th President of the United States, man, I bought it. That's Dewey wins.
Yeah.
That's Harry Truman holding up the newspaper after he won. And the newspaper said, Dewey wins. This is far from over. This is going to end up being, every day more and more fraud is, and I mean a dead cold solid proof of fraud. The Adrian County and the voting machines up there were all set at a 68% rejection rate. Then we find out there's a nearly a 70% rejection rate in, Nevada. And then they had to hand do them. You know, the Secretary of State, which is a George Soros plant in Michigan, you know, was telling people, it was a human error. No, it wasn't. And I want to just tell you about this series of tweets from the president. I want to tell you about this because, you know, I don't have any inside sources that let me know anything. And I want to get to Mitch McConnell here in a minute, too. But I don't have any real inside sources other than what I read in the news, and I was at 5 TV stations and 2 networks, and I'll give you what I think, and I'm not always right. I'd like to think I'm right more often than not, but yeah, I don't know. But I wanted to tell you a couple of tweets here, and I'm going to start with the latest one first, and then I want to go back to this other series of tweets from the president, but they're all from the president. I heard you talking about the dollar and bad ahead of bad day today. Ooh, holy cow. 0.28 on the, you know, it's down over 4.5% now since Election Day, the dollar.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big plunge for something that's the world's reserve currency. Well, what, 60, 70% of the world's trade is done in that? And if you did a business in that 7 weeks ago, you just lost 4% of whatever the hell it was that you sold. 4.5%? That's a big move. Anyway, I'll get back to that in a minute. But I want to get to this right here. This is something the president retweeted. And, you know, the president, and let's make sure we understand what this means. The president, I'll make sure I get the right number on this. I want to say it's changing all the time, but I think it's 87 million. But just let me get this. Let me just get this correctly. 88.6 million followers. Now, this is important. Now, this is Donald Trump's Twitter account. This is more than ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, America, One America News Network, Newsmax, every newspaper. This is more reach than any, and all together combined, 88.6 million followers. Okay, this is his Twitter account. So let's back up to this one. He retweets something from Lynn Wood. It's a picture of the governor of Georgia. Wait, let me back up even further. Let me back up to Mike Pompeo, who came out at the first of this year and said, hey, China is influencing all kinds of people, not just at the federal government level, at the state government level, including governors. And we know who you are. This is back in February. Including governors. Governors. You mean like Whitmer and Wolf and Kemp and Ducey and all these red state governors? And blue state governors? This is Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State. This was not an offhanded comment. He was holding meetings and telling people, hey, with the governors, we know who you are. Stop it. D.N.I. Ratcliffe. John Ratcliffe, he's the director of National Intelligence, DNI, used to be with Clapper, and he's the intelligence czar, for lack of a better, thing. He's in control of everything. He's in charge of, between the president and him, he's in charge of the CIA, the NSA, he's in charge of everything. He's the man. He's writing a report, the director of National of Intelligence, that's coming out on Friday, the 18th. He's already been talking about multiple news stories, and you can Google them. These are legit stories with legit quotes. This is for, even in the mainstream press, he's talking about China influencing America, China infiltrating high positions. China. We just saw Swalwell on the House Intelligence Committee with a known, according to the FBI, Chinese spy. This was 5 years ago, but there's no statute of limitations for treason. I'm getting to the tweets in a minute. I'm setting the stage. There is, without question, Chinese involvement, and the Senate candidate in Georgia, Ossoff, had to give back $5,000 from a known Chinese entity. There's all kinds of different stories breaking about how China has infiltrated, just about everything. Gordon Chang has talked about that. He's a China expert. This is also coming from Ratcliffe. And remember, again, I'm going to tell you, he's coming up with a report on the 18th. Now, I'm now bouncing around a little bit, but I want you to know that we have separation of powers in this country. The judiciary is for the judiciary for deciding constitution issues, and the legislature is for basically taking care of the money, and then there's the executive branch, and there's only one executive. This is why they say I serve the pleasure of the president. The executive branch consists of the president of the United States of America. You cannot Bigfoot one to the other, and certain have certain different things that they do, and it's in their purview constitutionally, period, the end. Which is why they're, you know, the legislature and the executive branch changed the rules in all these elections, and they didn't have the power to do it, which is basically the main point of Donald Trump. They changed it. They weakened all the security. They changed it. That's it. But let me get back to the president. The president is responsible for protecting the United States of America, and when it comes to that, the Supreme Court cannot overrule him. You are out of this deal, Supreme Court. I'm not asking you to make a ruling. Legislature, I'm not asking you to make a ruling. This is out of your purview. This is my purview. Are you seeing the setup that's coming? Anybody seeing this setup from a mile away? Foreign influence, real foreign influence from China, not from Russia. Russia, 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 lie, lie, lie. Donald Trump is a stooge for Russia. Lie, 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 lie. This is real influence. But we just had Swalwell with the Chinese, known Chinese spy, according to the FBI. And all these other reports. Now the tweet. Hopefully that wasn't too convoluted. Was that too convoluted? Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are y'all following
Absolutely.
Me?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now we have the president with 86 million Twitter followers, and at this point in the card game, at this point in the game, he is not up at 4 o'clock in the morning tweeting really nilly and, you know, in between bathroom breaks and doing whatever. He is not up willy nilly tweeting. He is tweeting to 86.8 million people. I think that's what it is. 86. Let's just call it, round it off at 86 million. It's actually more than that. He is tweeting out to 88.6 million people. He has more Twitter followers than all of mainstream media combined, and boy, they've taken a big pie in the face, and they're getting ready to take another big chunk in the head. He retweets attorney Lynn Wood, and this is just like, you know, if I put somebody on the air as a journalist and say, so-and-so is a pedophile, well, and I can't go in court and go, well, I didn't say that. He said it. Well, no, you put it on the air. It's just like you saying it. Okay, you got that? That's how that works. I can't decide somebody has a soundbite to say somebody is some awful thing, oops, and they're not. And I get sued and say, oh, I'm sorry, I just stuck him on the air. I didn't know if that was true or not. Nope, can't do that. You with me?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So Donald Trump retweets attorney Lynn Wood, Kemp and Raffenberger, and they have a meme with their face covered in a Chinese flag face mask. Kemp and Raffenberger will soon be going to jail. You know that's got to put fear in them. That's getting tweeted out over his 88.6 million Twitter feed. Oh, it gets better. Let's back up. Let's back up to December 13th, day before yesterday. Two tweets. Again, there's no way that Jay Sekulow or Jenna Ellis or Rudy Giuliani or all three are not weighing in on this. There is no way they're not weighing in on this. There's no way at this point in the game. No way. It's not an offhanded tweet. The tweet, the first one. Swing states that have found massive voter fraud, all caps, which is all of them, all caps, cannot legally certify, all caps. Now, these votes, and complete and correct without committing severely punishable crime. National security issue, y'all. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that dead people, below-age people, illegal immigrants, fake signatures, they got proof of all this, prisoners, then it goes on, and many others, next tweet, voted illegally. Also, machine glitches, another word for fraud, says the president. Ballot harvesting, non-resident voters, fake as people from voting from other states, you know, leaving in California. Oh, they came back to Nevada to vote. Fake ballots, stuffing the ballot box, you know, boxes of ballots that came out that were unfolded from underneath tables in Georgia. Votes for pay, given cards on Indian reservations and gift cards for up to $200 for your vote. Also, up in Somalia, where the Project Veritas talked about how they were getting $200 for a ballot to fill out. Votes for Pay roughed up Republican poll watchers, which is illegal. They must, it's by state law in every state, they must have people that can meaningful watch the and challenge the votes being opened up, and sometimes even more votes than people voting, and that is it been particularly up in Michigan, where there was as many as, according to Rudy Giuliani, 700% times more voter registered, more people voted than are registered voters in a certain precinct or district.
Yep.
Folks, I don't have to be a psychic. I don't have to be an insider. I don't have to be anybody special, just somebody with some working. And I don't know if you watched all these, but I watched most, not all, not every minute, but most, and then watched the reporting on all of these. I watched for hours. I mean, I watched Michigan State and House and Senate, Arizona, Pennsylvania. I watched the first one all dang day long. Georgia had a couple. This is an unbelievable one. One example of fraud, the video of the ballots coming up under the table, and then they tell us, oh, no, we cleared the room of Republicans with a phony water main break story. But, that's not fraud. And then they have 110,000, vote increase right at the time they encode those ballots. And then we have Atrium, this just came out yesterday. Atrium County voting machines in Michigan set at 68% failure rate, so they had to be, quote, adjudicated, end quote. That's the term. In other words, changed. They just changed them. Happened, same thing happened supposedly in, and I don't have the source on that, in Nevada. Now, they've already elected counter-electors. In the states, according to Article 2, I think, of the Constitution, Anyway, according to the Constitution, the only and only, and it spells this out particularly, and this is amazing, and this was put in by by the framers of the Constitution. They knew that there may be voting fraud, and they knew that if the legislature thought there was voting fraud, they could put their electors to anybody they wanted to, and the legislature could do that. Period. The end. That's constitutional, which is why you have all these conflicting, 16 Democrats, and, for example, in Georgia, and 16 Republicans. They tried to block the Republican electors out of the Capitol, but they still got in there. So they have all these dueling electors, and it's up to the legislatures, and every single state has put another set of electors for Donald Trump. So when the time comes, they can say, yeah, we're not going to certify the Democrat electors. Sorry, they didn't win. These are all Republican legislatures. That's one way this could go. Way two it could go is they could get a better case in the Supreme Court. And the nuclear option, this is now a national security issue. We've just got a report. This is, I'm just making this up here, a future casting here from DNI Ratcliffe.
Hey, Greg, hold it right there. Bring that to us. We're heading into a break right now. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We're talking with Greg Hunter from the USAWatchdog.com. And Greg, heading into the break, I mean, you've shared with us in the first segment of the program so much information, and you're telling us and you're leading us down this path to where there's hope.
Stop. Yes. This is going to get overturned. I'm going to say it right now. There ain't hope. This is going to get overturned. This is a giant fraud.
Well, I hope so. I certainly hope
this
so.
This is a giant... I had a neighbor go really bummed out. Don't be bummed out. Why? Why are you bummed out? This is going bad for them. This is not going well for them. This is not what they wanted. This is not what they wanted, that president to sit here and fight and go, oh, you're supposed to give up Mitch McConnell. That's that creep, that weasel.
Oh, yeah.
And might I remind you about the book that came out by, what's his name? Mitch McConnell. Oh, hold on. It was, Peter Schwartz. Peter Schweitzer.
Yeah.
And you know that his wife has Chinese national ties, her daddy, to the Communist Party. And Mitch and company made about $18 million, according to Schweitzer's book. Is that a problem? And he's out saying, oh, I'm welcoming Joe Biden and congratulating him for the win. Really? He's been walking around on eggshells, afraid of Donald Trump lowering the boom on him, and now he comes out and thinks, "Oh boy, you just got revealed." And then Barr, Mr. Do Nothing. You know, they talk about, well, Barr's done some good things. Stop it. Let's talk about the things that he's done bad. Let's start with Jeffrey Epstein. So the second, this is the guy, the Attorney General, who, you know, everybody, the FBI, the U.S. Marshal Service, works for him. And so you had the premier witness protection organization, the U.S. Marshal Service, and you let Jeffrey Epstein die on his quote-unquote second suicide attempt. And then you give the person running the jail a promotion. He did. It's fact. That's fact.
Interesting.
So let's start there. You kept hidden the investigation, which is a national security issue. You have the president's, presidential candidate's son bagging $1.5 billion. This isn't like getting a free meal at Steak and Shake. And that was hidden. The Attorney General of the United States had a, quote, a two-year investigation on Hunter Biden, and we just find this out now as he's been kicked out of office. Oh, he's resigning. Right. And then we had this coup, which is painfully obvious, with a dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton, who took over the Democratic National Committee and paid for lies from Russian sources. The only people who had involvement with Russia was Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and the FBI and the DOJ and the CIA. And you gave a bunch of people free passes, like John Brenner, former head of the CIA. And we know it went all the way to Obama. That's a fact. It went all the way to Obama. And you didn't do anything on that either? Oh, he made John Durham special prosecutor. Yes, 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 yes. You might as well make him Shirley Temple. Why don't you make him the Grand Poobah of Mars? For all that means anything. Oh, he did a lot of good. No, he didn't.
So why
and
was he appointed?
And then he comes out and says, among other embarrassing things with the president, I know the president is, oh, we had a good meeting. We had, yeah, right. He comes out and said there's no voter fraud that could overturn the election. You liar. You idiot, imbecile, corrupt, crooked, corrupt, too stupid to be stupid, corrupt, weasel, get out. Do you know who Donald Trump put in there just as the head of the DOJ? Anybody know who what his street cred is? He just wrote a paper about China involvement in the United States elections. You see how this is going?
Uh-huh.
You see where this is going?
Yes. So
what
do you see happening to turn this around? Well, what do you see happening on
Monday? I think they start writing, the gloves should come all the way off. This is rebel. This isn't protest. Stop it. This is them burning down America and destroying the country. I think the gloves should come off and we should start shooting. Isn't that terrible? That's awful. You got a Molotov cocktail in your hand, you're going to be taken out with a sniper.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to get ugly. This is going to get ugly. You try to attack the White House, good luck. This is not protest. This is stuff right out of a color revolution playbook, a communist takeover playbook. That's what this is.
When do you think he'll make his move to solidify that he's going to stay in office?
Well, the 18th, when this report comes out, you're going to see the hair fly. They're not going to, and the people, and they're going to be names named. People are going to be named. They just had a 2 million database leak for Chinese operatives all over the world, Chinese spies and operatives. Well, I know Swalwell is one of them, who was on the House Intelligence Committee. Yep. Hello?
Wow.
You had, imbecilic now, she's losing it, Feinstein, who had a known Chinese spy as her driver. I'm sure she never talked on the phone inside the car while he was driving. This is going to get ugly. And what is he setting up? Supreme Court, you're out of it. You don't interfere. Legislature, you're out of it.
Do you interfere. Do you think that's why the Supreme Court ruled against him? Because it was part of the setup?
There's two schools of thought on that, my friend, and I don't know. I'll tell you school of thought number one. They're a bunch of chickens, and they're afraid of riots and whatever. But I say, hey, we're going to lose our freedom of religion, and they're going to persecute Christians, and we're going to allow that to happen. And, no. That's gonna, and then China's going to take us over, and they're going to have some stooge, Biden, who actually was quoted, and they used this in Trump commercials all over the country, talking about all the election fraud. He's on camera saying, and I've brought this up before, we've assembled the greatest election fraud organization in the history of American politics. He, at one point, he told people he didn't need your vote. Evidently, he doesn't. And listen, the Democrats can say all they want, oh, there was no fraud. The mainstream, oh, there was no fraud. Really? Tell me about all this evidence. Refute all this evidence. Don't just sit there and tell me, you pontificating weasels, that there was no election fraud. There was baseless. Really? How can you say that? Show me how you know that. They don't. They can't. I wouldn't be surprised if some of these people aren't in a snare, you know, colluding with trying to take down the country. This is sedition. I mean, this isn't just them, you know, somebody, oh, they were lazy. No, they're not. They are participating, just like they, remember that media leak strategy I told you about with the FBI and Donald Trump and the whole Russia thing? Remember the media leak strategy? That was between Lisa Page, who was the attorney for the number two at the FBI, McCabe, and Strzok, who was the number two counterintelligence FBI agent. This was not a couple of small people, you know, talking about this over, kiss and not tell stuff. These were high-ranking people who were caught talking about the, quote, media leak strategy, end quote. Do you think they still have a media leak strategy? I'd say yes, a big one.
So you think the 16th, which is, you meet this 16th of this month? 18th, I'm sorry.
Yes, 18th. That report
so
is coming out the 18th, 45 days after the election.
So you'll start seeing things
turn around, so to speak, on the 18th.
They're already turning around.
I know that.
I mean,
even more so.
They already got a contested election in every state. There are dueling electors in every state. This is already turned around. Every state has sent an equal amount of Republican electors for Donald Trump, and they're only taking a look at the Democrat electors. Sorry, that ain't the way that works.
Now, I'm just wondering, when do you think this is going to break? The mainstream media will never want to admit this, but when do you think it's going to start breaking the surface?
I say by the 18th, you're going to get the first. You're going to see this report, and I guarantee you, I would say probably already right now, Donald Trump has the report. They're already planning on how they're going to get this report. What they're mincing on this report, they're already doing it. You got Donald Trump tweeting that the governor of Georgia and the secretary of state retweeting to 88.6 million people they're going to be in jail soon. Hello, are you getting that? How this is not some high school prank.
Mm-hmm.
This is already turned around. People aren't getting it now. If they wouldn't have elected, every single battleground state has sent a separate set of Republican electors to the Electoral College. It's already in. That's already in. This is a contested election, and we haven't even seen their Supreme Court getting any of these cases now. Oh, two theories of thought. So, theory of thought number one at the Supreme Court: they're just a bunch of chicken weasels, and only Alito and Thomas wanted to hear the case. Okay. Or that's theory number one. They sold us out, which would play into the fact that the president turns the table over, in effect, and says, this is a national security issue. Supreme Court, you are out. And legislatures, you are out. You know, this is a national security issue, and this is a failed election, and it was controlled by China. That's that. Or then there's a whole other series of cases coming up to the Supreme Court, and they may combine them all. They typically do that with multiple cases of similar nature, and they are looking for a better case to rule on. You know, they said Texas doesn't have standing because Texas is not really injured. Well, other people are injured that are sending these cases out. Voters of a state, Donald Trump may attach his name. He tried to attach his name to the state of Texas thing, saying that he was injured, but he wasn't the filer of the case. He was just doing an amicus brief, you know, friend of the court. I'm jumping on two type thing, right? But are they going to file cases with his name? Because he actually was damaged in every state. And I don't know what the legal strategy is there. The consistent thing was they changed the election laws to weaken security to allow vote that came in vote. The rejection rate was unbelievably small. You know, they had 1,000,003 votes in Georgia, and that would have been 80,000 votes if they had the same rejection rate, mail-in votes. 1,000,003 in Georgia, and it was 213,000, and you would have had 80,000 votes rejected with a 6.5% rejection rate with 1,000,003 votes. Well, Biden only won by 12,600 votes in Georgia. And they won't do a double, which they changed the law so they didn't have to check signatures. That's basically what they did. So the legislature didn't do it. And they tried to do the same thing up in Pennsylvania, and the legislature, Republican, wouldn't do it. So what did the Governor Wolf do? He just, we'll just do it by, we'll have 3 days extra. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, that's okay. And sorry, the Constitution says only the state legislature defines the rules of an election. You had to put that through. It had to go through the House. It had to go through the Senate. And then it had to be put into law. Sorry, you can't do that. And they also relaxed the rules in every state. It's the same thing. That's how they, and this was the panic move at the end. I mean, they were hoping Dominion would do this, and you saw all the rejection rates and all the different flips and the glitches and the, which is a whole nother, a whole nother entity. That's a whole nother deal. Cindy Powell is handling that. And I mean, from the very beginning, this was a RICO case, an organized crime case. These people organized. They all stopped counting at the same time. They all pushed the Republican electors out so they couldn't see them, you know, rigging the vote and dumping all these votes. They all had votes after the election day. None of them checked signatures. This was all the same. So this has already turned around. Listen, if all the states would have said, we're not sending another set of electors, then you got a problem. but you didn't Greg, all the states
well,
sent a separate set of electors, Republican. They all did it. You got to know that people in these states are pissed because now they're figuring out, oh, my God, we got the overarching majority in the damn state. They've been lying to us about all this crap. These elections weren't close. These elections were blowouts. You know, they did it, they made it close with Dominion.
Yeah,
and also ES&S, which in my state, North Carolina, I can't prove this, but there was videos out talking about how easy it was to reprogram ES&S machines in North Carolina. And isn't that funny? Trump won, Tillis won, the Supreme Court judge, the top Supreme Court judge won, all Republicans. The lieutenant governor, another Republican, a guy that stood in front of Greensboro City Council, said, "Don't take our guns away." He won. Oh, but baby killer Cooper, he won. Really? Really?
Strange, isn't it? And
this is a question. And you know what? And he just sheepishly called the kibosh on all of it. Boom. Called it off. Boom. That's it. It's over.
Just a quick question. This has been on my mind the last few days, and I think I'm right on this. Do you think that the left, we'll call them the left, brought in this coronavirus hoax so they could control the people and do this remote voting?
Trump was killing China. He was killing them.
Yes, there you go. Yes.
Where did it come from? China. You know, was there some help here in America?
Yes.
We got traitors here. Did it come from China? The answer is hell yes. They shut down travel in China out of Wuhan. But yet, if you were in Wuhan, you could fly anywhere you wanted. Italy, United States, you could fly anywhere you wanted, but not in China. No. So, you know, they were getting killed. They were getting creamed. So, and then you add all this stuff up with Ratliff. He's been on for months talking about China interfering and China infiltrating and people in high. They had one Chinese guy saying, "We have people inflated in high offices in America." And then you have the Hunter Biden thing. Let's not forget Hunter Biden. Hello? $1.5 million to a guy with a company, and the guy had a drug problem and got kicked out of the Navy. That's a fact. That's not anything you got to get sued over. That's a fact. And he got $1.5 billion. Why? Because he's so brilliant. I'd say he was selling his daddy's office.
That's true.
Not a national security issue. That's another whopper, isn't it? And then the Attorney General of the United States, I'm telling you, for him not to make that known to the president, and I don't think the president knew about that, and he didn't make that known to Congress. Congress was pissed about this, that he didn't make it known for 2 years. That's bordering on treason. That is treasonous. That's outrageous. Barr, you pig, you weasel. He was doing interviews. Oh, he had me fooled. Oh, we're not just going to do a report. You know, we're going to have prosecutions. And what they do? Got one lone FBI agent that changed the report. That's it. That's it. They haven't had other than that. They haven't had a single person indicted. Not a single one. Two year investigation. Not a single person indicted. I hear the music playing.
Yeah, you do. And we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Ball and our special guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. I mean, we're really in for a ride, aren't we, Greg? But you know what? You're talking about a lot of these, you know, like McConnell and so forth. I don't know if they're exposing themselves. They're just who they always were.
Listen, you know, McConnell has been on walking on eggshells because of the Peter Schweitzer revelations. And so he has been trying to play ball with Trump, but now he thinks, and he's made a severe miscalculation, just like Barr. And I think they come to these people and say, listen, Barr, get out here. You know, Billy, you got to get out there and say something. It's a sign of desperation to me. You got to get out there and say something. To gaslight the country. Oh, there's not enough voter fraud. There's not enough voter fraud to overturn the election. Outrageous. Outrageous. Correct. And then you got Mitch McConnell. Mitch. Come on, man. You got to do this. You got to get out there and congratulate the president. And he did.
Yes,
and it
he
does
did.
Expose him. So you're the leader of the Senate, and the president is down there campaigning for your two senators that are in a dogfight in a cheat fest and with a secretary of state and a governor that the president is saying they're going to go to jail, and you're out there saying that you're congratulating cheating Biden, the pretend president, whose son made a $1.5 billion from China.
So what happens when they do overturn the election? What happens to these guys like McConnell? And
I think there's going to be some real consternation in the nation. I think we could have martial law, and I don't think the president will have anything other to do. And listen, I'll tell you something else. You know, this is all about you know, listen, we've been heading for a bankruptcy, and this is the financial side of the election. I'm going to change. I'm going to switch a little bit because I want people to get some more out of this. This is my big picture thought about all this. Listen, the country is going to have to go through a reorganization. Who in the hell are we kidding with the amount of stimulus that we're pumping out? The only reason why we don't have massive inflation is because of the capital destruction on the other side. All these businesses going out of business, and restaurants and bars and gyms and movie theaters and you name it. You know, there are people like Amazon. They're doing great. And what it is the destruction of, you know, the real engine of the country. 70% of the small businesses is what 70% of the business in America is. And, you know, it's a takeover by corporate America and the reset or whatever all this is. Listen, this was always going to be a bankruptcy. But here is the problem. Trump involved in the bankruptcy and the way things get settled out won't be the same as Biden being involved. That's the problem for them. That's going to be a huge... The wealthy, the bondholders are going to get creamed. They're going to get creamed. The debt defaults are going to be stunning. These mass transits, you know, MTA, all these pensions, poof, bye, who's riding the subway? That'd be just about nobody. They were at one point, a month ago, they were losing 2 million... $200 million a week or something. I mean, crazy. Through all these buildings, 90% don't have people in them. 90%. Hello, we don't need them anymore. You can just have a fast internet line. You can work out of your home. We don't need everybody coming to work anymore. Are you getting the bonds and the real estate and the crashing and the bonds that are going to go under? And then what happens if when the dollar was down today? At what point do they have to raise interest rates to defend the dollar? What's that going to do to the 1.52 quadrillion? I mean, who knows? It's a big number for y'all of all this leverage, all these pensions. States like Illinois that it would be already under if the Federal Reserve wasn't loaning them money. Hello? This is going to get Ugg and Lee. Oh, the debt, I had Bill Holter on not long ago, and I had these little things that people say, and they just, bing, stick, right? And he said, you know, the losses are already there. You just haven't seen them. They're there. He's right. I mean, and the pensions. I mean, you don't have an asset. You have a payment stream. You're sucking off a debt ball. That's different than owning your house. If you had the chance to own your house or have a pension, what would it be? Own your house. Oh, just raise taxes. Oh, really? They're going to raise taxes? Can you imagine the capital flight out of New York? I mean, can you imagine? You know, Donald Trump already left when he could still sell his apartments or whatever, but he still has buildings up there. He's going to end up being crushed up there. But he still has, you know, he is diversified in that he has stuff, you know, properties all over the world. But can you imagine what's going to, a friend of mine's daughter is up there, and on her street, there's 50 brownstones. These are $1.5 million, $2 million, $3 million bucks a pop. Can't get that now. Are they going to just abandon their property? I say yes at some point. Yes, it's going to get that bad. Yes. Yes. Keep voting Democrat. Just keep on voting for them. And now, you know, it's the whole, you know, voter fraud. So now you look at the voter fraud, it's over the chop. Hey, man, it's like the Beatles. It's like the Eagles song. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Oh, you're not going to vote Democrat? Yeah, you are. You see what I'm saying? But the financial prospects. And listen, it's better if Trump's doing it. Because a lot of people with money are going to get creamed. That's what was wrong with the 2008, 2009. Rich people said, I want my bonds paid for. I want my money. And they got paid. Main Street got creamed, but they got paid. They propped the bonds up. Can they keep doing that? Look at the dollar. Look at the dollar. You know, the dollar is heading into the 80s. Now, will it bounce back? I think so. I mean, the market's up today because I think, you know, Biden's won and the slide will be slow and we can suck a lot of stuff out of America while it's sliding into the drink. And we don't care if it's communism or not, just as long as we're at the top. We'll be at the top. Of course, they don't realize they're the first person they killed, the commies. You know, when they finally do take over, they realize, wow, you mean what? I don't get to be at the top? No, Sinjar, you don't get to be at the top. You get to be in a hole with acid poured on your head. No, you're done. We're taking over. That's how this is going to get ugly, folks. I don't see how it cannot. But this is not, Biden will not be the president. You heard it here first here, folks. It ain't going to happen. And then we're leaving out the biggest thing, God. God's going to move his hand. I mean, I've been really angsting over this, praying over this, making sure I don't, and I get up in the morning, I just tell you this real quick because I got a few minutes here, 4:50, yeah. So I wake up, I'm fighting a battle, I'm fighting people, I'm fighting, I wake up and I'm, you know, and a friend of mine, Bull Pony, who's a guest on my show, I was telling me earlier in the day, he says, you know, be still, man, God's got it, it'll be okay, you know, he won't forsake you. And so I get up and I put my wife's phone. She's on the couch sleeping, and I'm waking up. And I put in, you know, be still, God won't forsake you. And what do I come up? Psalm 46:10.
Yes.
Be still, and know that I am God. How many words is that?
Amen.
Be still and know that I am God. That's eight. That's infinity. That's just a coincidence, I'm sure. Be still and know that I am God. And I just went to asleep like a baby. Do you think God's going to let this go on? This is
you get a chance to read Isaiah 26:34. You'll love that too, but go ahead.
I kept reading that verse back and forth. I'd stop on 37, and I thought, I mean, this is 3:30 in the morning, okay? This is 3:30 in the morning. And I thought, I said, guess what? God wants me to read 37, so I read it all. That's a good one. But this ain't going to go. God's not going to let this happen. This will be all the glory will be God's, not Donald Trump's. Listen, anybody that voted for Donald Trump was voting for God. And no, Donald Trump is not God. He's not Savior. He's a field general. Okay? Everybody knows. And I'll tell you another prediction. Just remember I said this. We're going to find out. It won't be right away, but we're going to find out that Biden's real vote tally was probably somewhere in the 50 million vote range, and that Donald Trump won by 30 million. Now, I don't, Pastor Butch, you can tell me this. I'm not a Bible scholar, but I have never heard anywhere in the Bible where the majority of people got together and prayed and repented and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and God smited them anyway. I don't know of any place in the Bible. Maybe you could straighten me out on that. Is there any place in the Bible?
No. Repentance is the key.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yes.
I don't think there's any place in the Bible where you didn't just do good enough, so therefore I'm going to damn you all to hell. Right?
Repentance is the key. There's a lot more to it than that, but yeah, you're on the right page there. Yes.
So I just don't think. And didn't that happen in this election? Didn't people pray? Were people asking God help? Please help us. Weren't we all trying to repent? Weren't we doing that? I think we were.
I know lots of people were. That's a fact. They had prayer meetings all the country.
Yes, I'm sure. Everybody knows that. I don't know how many did, but I know many of them did. I don't know of a place in the Bible where God just smited you anyway. You didn't do good enough. Sorry. Right?
No,
I'm not God, and I can't talk for Him.
You truly repent. You truly repent. He'll forgive.
I know. So, this is not going to go well for these people. This is not going to go well for them. This is going to, Bo Pony was telling me about things that have turned around on a dime, and that God is always turning things around, boom, on a dime. You know, you have the story in the Bible, you know, Pastor Butch, you know about this, about, you know, the Moabites and the Amalites and somebody else are coming in. They're going to wipe out Judea. They're going to wipe them out. And one of the people that on the Jewish side said, God talked to me and said, we're supposed to go down to tomorrow morning and put all of our armor on and meet them. And they were going to get wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. When they got down there, they had all killed each other. And then you had Daniel in the lion's den, Dan, and he got thrown in the lion's den, and the king realized, oh my gosh, I made a mistake, and he threw all the other ones in the lion's den and took Daniel out.
Yep, that's true.
Or you had the, you thought the guys in the oven in Persia, they had three guys put in the oven in Persia, and he put them in the oven, they should have just burned to a crisp, right, and they walked out without a mark on them.
Yep.
And the biggest one, Bo Pony was telling me about, he says, you know, here we have Pharaoh is coming down on the Jews, and he's coming down, and the God tells him, go right there to the water, and you stand right there at the water at the Red Sea. You go right there. You just go right there. They're backed up to the water, man. What? You stand right there. And then they go across the Red Sea, and Pharaoh's army gets covered over by 100 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
Poof. This is going to be this moment. You know, this is going to be God. God's gonna get the glory on this one. Anybody that thinks that oh, we're all through, don't lose your faith. Don't fear. Don't lose your faith. They want you to be fearful. They want to be so fearful that you won't say a word.
Well, one quick question for you in our time. Do you think he'll invoke the executive order he signed in 2018?
I think that's coming on the 18th. He's going to get this report.
Right,
it's going to get
on the 18th. Okay, all right.
I don't know if it'll be the 18th, but the report's going to be widely put out there. Of course, the mainstream legacy press, which isn't as powerful as it used to be, according to George W. Bush, they're going to be out there trying to poo-poo it, but it's going to come out, and names are going to be named, and it's going to be ugly. Ooh, boy, it's going to be ugly. I'm telling you, it's going to be, there's no way this comes out, and it's going to be anonymous people. No way. Names are going to be named. I think it's going to, and it's going to be highly detailed. And Radcliffe, the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, has been talking about this for months. Talking about China's involvement. So was Mike Pompeo. And then we see Swalwell. Let's go back to that. That's a huge one. He was on the House Intelligence Committee. And Hunter Biden, let's not forget Hunter Biden and his $1.5 billion he got out of China. He's selling his daddy's job and all the revelations about how dad got a cut and all this other stuff. And then, not to mention the awful child, the inappropriate things with an underage minor. Really inappropriate? How about felony activity? So, I mean, folks, listen. This idea that they can commit fraud—it's like a bank robber that robs a bank and takes a couple hundred grand, and they catch him. 5 weeks later, he goes, "Hey, I spent. I don't have the money. It's all gone. I didn't rob that bank." Yeah, we got you on video, though, doing it. Well, I didn't rob the bank. Yeah, we got you passing money all over the town. Well, I didn't do it. Right? Do they get off a bank robbery? Do they? Oh, okay. Well, you don't have the money? Oh, all right. No problem. No, we're not going to prosecute for robbing a bank. I mean, this is big, folks. This isn't small fraud. This is fraud in the electronic realm, in the voter realm, in the illegal alien realm, in the strong arm realm, in the kicking people out. This is voter fraud up and down the spectrum. This is not small. This is huge. This is a national security issue.
Well, you got me looking forward to Friday now.
I'm telling you, and when this report comes out, just take a look at what the electors are going to say. They're going to go, "Oh my, what? Oh my goodness, we're not voting for Biden." This is going to come out. This is all going to come out.
Wow. Out of time. That was good.
Yes, very good. Thank you so much, Greg, for joining us today. We do so appreciate it. I know the listeners do. And we are looking forward to Friday, that's for sure. But we will be back tomorrow. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.